And we're back for the second segment.
That's how we're running into the what we played for the week. So, Mikey B, you want to start us off with what you've been playing this week?
Certainly. More Hades.
Nice.
More Hades. Yeah, more Hades. More Hades runs. I think I'm up to like 18 or 19 runs of trying to get to, you know, the boss. So I like that. I like that, you know, they keep track it once you start the game over, once you start the new session. And big announcements. Real big announcements. I did not beat Hades yet.
But, oh, I was like, did you do it? That was my next question. I'm like, did you beat your previous record? And then you're like, a big announcement. I was like, did he beat it? Mikey B beat it? I was like, oh, shit.
Not yet, but I did beat Hades. I did meet Hades, meant to say. I didn't meet Hades. Hades is the final boss. So I got to the final boss, and I got to the final boss. It's Hades.
Dang.
You find him in the snow. It's like very, I guess, Game of Thrones-esque. What I know about Game of Thrones, they always talk about winters coming all the time on that show. So I assume there's some snow-based action that happens on that show at some point.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, so, yep, it's a classic switch. You got him, so you think you beat him, and then all of a sudden he regenerates again, so you have to beat him twice, and that's when, that's when my run ended, when I had to get him again.
Oh no!
I got him. I got him, and I still had some decent energy left, and I still had. Pro tip: if you give the nectar to Scully, the skeleton, you got the Scully ring, and that gives you an extra life. Like, that gives you an extra death defiance. So I had I had a Scully ring going on to that one.
Nice.
So that's a pro tip for all Hades fans out there.
Awesome. Mikey B's pro tips on Hades.
Give Scully a nectar ring that gives you an extra death defiance of like a, so that always helps out. But yeah, cool. So I made it to Styx, which is the final world. It's cool. You first initially think you have to fight Cerberus, your dog. I was like, man, I don't want to fight my dog. I don't want to fight Cerberus. He seemed all right. He gave me, but no, you don't. You if you get him, like, you go through these five chambers, and you have to pretty much find like dog food or whatever they call it, dog food. And then once you do that, like, that bribe allows you to get past Cerberus, and then you think you're there, but then out in the snow, it's a Hades there. Hades. And then you have to fight him.
Father. I have to kill father.
So it's like some Star Wars vibes, some Game of Thrones.
Yeah, cool, man.
What's kind of cool about that is like there's five chambers, and if you get lucky enough and pick the right chamber, you could like easily, easily get to. You just like the dog food, or I think it's called. Yeah, it's called something.
Yeah.
Fancy or beyond that, but like if you get lucky enough and fight it from like within the first chamber, then it, like it makes it a lot easier
because
those chambers are rough, like.
Oh, geez.
They're rough because now they add this new element called poison.
Oh, shit.
So it's like it gets real tough.
That's I'm tight. Out
there. So I made it to Styx twice. No, three times.
Whoa.
First two times I couldn't find like the right chamber quick enough to get past bypass Cerberus. But then on my third attempt, I was able to. So I got to Hades. I thought I beat the game, but then I was like, nope. I really hope you're not to beat Hades another time after that. Because if you have to beat Hades three times, that's going to be that's a rough, man. That's a rough task to try to take.
Oh, man. So now that you've made it all the way to the end, pretty much, like, does getting there, is that a piece of cake now? Or are you just, like, still kind of struggle on the way up?
The first world, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
The first world is like pretty. The first two worlds are pretty easy. The third world is always pretty tough. Those enemies on the third world, because they have armor and they block your shot. It's pretty. That's still a tough grind. And then the boss battle on the third is tough because it's a 2-on-1 match. Mm-hmm. So you fight the Minotaur and then you fight like
Hercules.
Pretty much, yeah, Hercules. You fight Hercules and the Minotaur on a 2-on-1, and that's a little overwhelming. But the first two is easier, and it's interesting. Now in the first one, like, you don't fight Meg all the time. Like, sometimes you fight some of her sisters. I fought like all of her sisters, and I would say the easiest boss currently is the second boss, the skull boss, the snake boss. I got that so like unlocked, like, the pattern on it is like, Like, it's super easy. Meg is still somewhat of a challenge just because mm-hmm. her fight pattern is pretty rough.
Yeah.
And tough. But beyond that, it's pretty easy.
Nice,
to get,
dude.
It's pretty easy. Like, it's pretty easy at least to get to, like, Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just the luck of the draw and, like, how powered my weapons are and what different, like, boons I have.
Yeah, so last week you talked about using the Captain America shield.
That got me to Hades, Captain America shield.
Nice.
Captain America shield and the sword are like the two times I've gotten to Hades is using the sword or the Captain America shield. The Captain America shield got me the furthest.
Yeah, I played that game again after we talked about it last week, and I actually just unlocked a gun.
Yeah, so I was gonna mention that to you. That could be the Josh play of the day because you're kind of a gun ammo guy. You're a fan, so I was like, I saw that. That was the last thing. Oh, and the boxing gloves are awesome. Boxing gloves are good. That's the second time I got to the sticks, the final stage.
Awesome.
Those are like my top three like weapons. I know if I use them.
Well, I'm rooting for you, man. That's tight. Hopefully, I mean, if you jump back into it, you can, you know, get the dub and beat the game and, you know.
But then the game that starts over again, because then you think, oh, if I beat it with the Captain America shield, can I beat it with the sword? Can I beat it with the arrow, can I beat it with the trident? So I think that's going to be the pull. It's like, how can you beat the game with like all the weapons?
Yeah, I wonder what they have post credit.
I think that's the post credit. That's what, based on what I've understand of other people kind of hinting at, is like the post credit is like, can you make that run again with like with the various weapons? Can you unlock all the keepsakes? Can you, you know, do this and that? So it's cool.
Nice, dude.
And then did you realize? And then, like, did you know, like, after a while, you could, like, upgrade your weapons from the jump using the Titan Blood? Like, it reveals itself, and then you could, like, even, like, upgrade your weapons. There's a deep rabbit hole to this game that it is, like.
I always learned something new. That's tight. No, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah.
And then you meet Death itself, which is kind of interesting in Elysium. And then you have that. And then that's an interesting thing. If you beat Death in that minigame, you get an extra heart. You get, like, an extra 25 life if you're able to, like, actually beat him.
Yeah,
so I finally did it. I feel like it took a couple of times when I was finally able to meet him. That gave me a heart.
Nice, dude. You got your strategy all set, man.
I would say the key thing, probably the biggest thing I would recommend is if you're going to Zeus, if you ever get Zeus's Revenge, that is a killer boon to have.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's one is anytime you get lightning strikes down on your opponent.
Yeah, so you're just dealing damage, and you can upgrade that as you keep going too, right?
That's the best. That is the key one. If I get that, then I'm looking pretty good, because that's like anytime I ever get hit, then I know he's gonna get hit back. So it's like a one for one thing. That is an ideal boon to find.
Yeah. So now that you kind of know what symbols make what, do you kind of like plan your route differently, or do you kind of be like, okay, I need more coins, I need to go this way, or I need to get like the key and go this way?
I'm pretty conservative in my route. I dive towards health almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I had versus of like health versus going to like get a boon from like Zeus or Artemis or any of the other characters, I always goes towards health, and I avoid any of the double rooms, like when there's like two symbols, I avoid those always, because that's just a
waste of energy,
waste of health, exactly.
Go ahead.
Oh, the last thing. Once you face Hades, you meet a new god. You meet the goddess of winter, which is cool. And she has a cool. The one boon I used was instead of your call, you know, instead of the call, which is kind of like your red little things you throw at, like your long distance ones.
Oh, your cast.
Yeah, your cast. Thank you. Your cast. Instead of your cast, it throws down like these like laser beams for you.
Oh, dope.
So you could drop down three laser beams and, like, strategically place them towards, like, an enemy, and then it just laser beams the enemy for, like, eight seconds or 5 seconds. So that's kind of it. That was an interesting boom.
So it's like a turret.
Pretty much, yeah. It's an enemy, yeah.
Damn, that's tight.
Yeah, so, yeah. I'm always discovering new things, new boons, new ways of things.
Fuck, cool, man.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I was gonna ask you something else.
Last pro tip is in any of the three things, if you ever see like the rock with like the exclamation point with like the stones around it, you usually always should go to that, because that's always a character, and that character will always get you some cool stuff. Like in the first level, it's the guy who has to push up the boulder up the rock.
Mm-hmm.
and he'll give you energy or darkness or coins. The third one is a girl who sings.
Oh, cool.
And all three of her boons, all three of her gifts upgrades, like, are like upgrades one of your boons. Like, it's like a pomegranate. It's like a pomegranate upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third guy in Elysium is the guy who has no name, who doesn't want to talk to you at all.
Yeah.
But he has some cool boons. One of them is like a damage boon. So like for like the next, like your damage is upgraded to like 60% for like the next 8 rooms or 6 rooms.
Awesome.
Another one is health, that you'll get 30% of your energy back after 3 rooms. Like after every encounter, you get like 30% like more energy, like your energy recovers. Shit. And then there's another one with probably, I believe, maybe deals with a boon. So go with those one. Find those. So, yeah.
I got to take notes, but I got to be sure.
And then if you're low on energy and if you see your door with, like, the boatman, go to the boatman just because it counts as an encounter. And then you avoid any, like, it counts as a counter, which means you get closer towards, like, the mid-boss or the end-boss.
Gotcha.
And you don't have to, like, take any more damage.
Awesome, dude.
And then you could buy things to upgrade yourself.
What about chaos? Do you take any chaos routes or?
No, I'm not a fan of that. I don't like the risk reward of chaos.
Yeah.
I'm extremely conservative. Like, I prioritize getting energy as much as possible.
Yeah.
So like when I fought Hades, I was like up to 270.
Damn.
So like I prioritize energy over anything, over, like, I know you're a big fan of going to Hermes and getting like the quick beam lightning stuff. Dash, like, yeah. You know, energy is the key to the game. So I prioritize energy over everything.
Damn, that's tight.
Cause that's like, I don't know. Cause that's cause at some point, like, your weapons get strong enough that you could battle a lot of the first two bosses, the first two levels without like a boon, really.
Interesting.
So then you could like save those for later.
Cool, man.
So, yeah.
It's always awesome talking about this game. Who would have thought that this game, you know, would just have such a huge impact? And like we talked about this for like what, like 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes, and it's just like it's a
good game.
And
we did the same thing last week.
Same thing last week, you know. And then like I think probably same thing next week.
Hopefully, I'm saying I was able to get the Zeus, the Hades again, and defeat.
I'm rooting for you, man. I'm gonna next week when we record. Hopefully, you're gonna be like, I beat.
Hopefully, I'll say that. Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, yes. Like, he bees on the board of beating Hades. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. Have you been playing anything else, or that's about
it? That's it. Hades is the one-stop shop for me for gaming.
Cool, man. I dig it. I dig it a lot. That's awesome.
How about yourself, Josh? What have you been playing?
I had the Need for Speed, man. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded Forza for...
Okay.
It's the Xbox Series X, Series S version, because the Game Pass has a section for... you know, games that are, you know, compatible with the console. So I was like, you know what, let me just try it. I like it a lot, man. It's so smooth, man. Like, going next gen it's really a game changer. Like, from everything from like the start to the end, there's pretty much like, not that there's no loading screens, but the transitions into loading are so smooth. Like, the beginning to this game was probably one of my favorites, because like you're kind of like going through the seasons, and you see this car kind of going through, like, you know, the mountains and stuff or whatever. But then it transitions into you being in that space driving, and then it goes into like a next season in the winter, and then you kind of like transition into another car. So you're kind of playing through the intro of the game, which I thought was super awesome. And like, you know, you just kind of go in and try to build street cred and like continue on to the one. They're winter games, you know what I mean? Which is just like a race in the autumn or some shit. But I think I'm going to give it another go until Call of Duty comes out. And, you know, there's just something about, I'm not really into racing games, but this game kind of just like, I think it's just because it's compatible with the Series X that kind of mm-hmm. makes it just a funner play. I don't even think that's like a good sentence to use for it, but like, it's just like, it's very enjoyable to kind of just be able to just constantly be in the game without having to load. So
mm-hmm.
huge fan into that. What else have I been playing? Traditional stuff, zombies, you know, with the gang. But I've also been like trying to find more games to play. So the Game Pass is cool and all, but like I'm trying to find another game, which it's kind of like I really want to play Miles is what I want to do. I know we talked about that last week about, you know, PlayStation, you know, with the release date of, you know, Ratchet and Clank, and like seeing how the Xbox performs with this, it's just, I wonder how, you know, Spider-Man would play. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of nonstop action and like adventure. And make, I've upped the search for the PS5 a little bit, to be honest with you. So gotcha. It's like, I know what this can do here. What can that do over there too? So that's kind of where we're at, man. I don't really do not that much gaming, but it's just like, aside from the traditional things, like, you know.
How's the mobile gaming going? Are you still playing multiple mobile games, or is it down back down to your one true love, Strike Force?
Me and Strike Force have a special thing going on. I'm still with Strike Force, man. Strike Force is fine. Nice. Everything else mobile wise is kind of slowed down, just because I'm kind of at a standstill. So mm-hmm. Weed Inc. is kind of fading away. And I started playing the Home Run Derby Clash, mm-hmm. Home Run Clash again, because it's just a little fun game.
Sure.
But other than that, nah.
I got mobile a suggestion game for you.
Uh-oh.
You're talking about Miles Morales and yeah. Spider-Man, and Spider-Man was made by Insomniac. And prior to making Spider-Man, they made, you know, Spiral and Crash and all that stuff. And I mean, not, they made Ratchet and Clank. But they did make an exclusive game for the Xbox that is heavily inspired. Think of it like the prequel to the Spider-Man series, which is called Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, I remember we talked about that.
And before. I think Sunset Overdrive is on the Game Pass. So you could play that game for free, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe it was an Xbox One game or Xbox One X game. Now, I would think all those games are on Game Pass. So that is a game that's the inspiration. A lot of, like, that open world, kind of free-flowing action. Sunset Overdrive was kind of the foundation to what they did on Spider-Man. So you could give that a whirl, especially if it's free on Game Pass.
Well, you know, Mikey B, we've always said that this is a real-life podcast, and we kind of do things on the fly, and I might just download this right now because Xbox, you know, has their app available to everyone and anyone. So let's just see if I can pull this up, and maybe it'll download to the Xbox while we're here on the podcast right now.
Yeah, let's see if this. Yeah, let's see.
Where would I find you?
Yeah, included with the Ultimate Game Pass Ultimate. If you have Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, it's a freebie.
Well, it's making me do a bunch of logins, so I don't want to do that right now, but we'll get there eventually. So
yeah.
With that being said, I will actually, we can wrap this episode up, and I will go try that out, because Mikey B, you don't steer me in the wrong direction, so will definitely check this out.
Sounds cool. Let me know if you think about it. I heard that game was really fun.
Talk about it next week.
Awesome.
And the console boys are out. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.